for our chocolate tea, huh?
Yeah, you're pretty.
Oh, thank you.
She does it that way all the time, I guess, right?
You're beautiful all the time.
You're great for the day. Thank you.
You got a couple wrinkles.
I got more than a couple. Yeah. That's the style of the shirt,
you
actually.
You got a steamer.
That's the style of the shirt. All right, so.
Just so you know, it wasn't me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
D2C meeting?
Oh.
It was not me. The letter?
Aren't you a concerned student? Whatever that means?
I am, but it wasn't me. And I never saw it.
Okay.
We have some hypotheses.
I'm very disappointed.
I don't think it was known in our class.
Maybe you can save it for after.
Yeah, this is being recorded.
Well, I'm recording. It wasn't me.
You got you on record. Okay, so. I heard a shiver over there. She didn't tell me she wasn't.
She'll probably be here at the regular time.
No, we agreed on this time last week.
Huh? She wasn't here last week, right?
She wasn't here?
She wasn't here. Oh my God.
But she should have been listening to the podcast.
She had a test and she had like a final or something. And I was like, oh. You're completely.
Just tell her to turn around. This is going to be a short meeting. As requested by Melissa. All right, so. Jennifer's printing something. So we'll wait for Jennifer and then we'll get started. But overall, I mean, the reliabilities were great. You know. Huh?
No, I just.
So, Brittany, are things going well as far as the. Okay, and getting flash drives back from people and giving people flash drives? And
are you assuming Tina's well?
Yes. Yeah. She's the new project coordinator. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. I have to change my flash drive.
And for those of you who came late, I made the announcement that Brittany is graduating on May 4th. And she's the recipient of not one, not two, but three awards.
Wow.
Yes.
May I ask for what?
One was a scholarship, one was the psychology outcomes assessment, and the other was an award.
The Ungarelli Award.
Oh, left and right. I don't know. Yeah.
When you start getting awards with people's names attached to them, they're pretty important.
Well, congratulations.
So I think you're the only student in the psychology department to win three awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I know how to pick them? So she has assumed the project coordinator role over Teams. She's assumed Tina's role, and she's now going to be the one distributing. Because Tina's work study hours ran out.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she could maybe have a.
Her name is Brittany.
No, I know. I called her.
If it would be wise for Brittany to have a mailbox.
It's Tina Lowe's mailbox.
Okay.
So just.
Okay.
So you know where Tina's mailbox is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to show you that. And what else? Well, for this meeting, then, what you need to do is give me a copy of the two videos from that were coded for today, just so that we can then review some of the stories.
Okay. For which, like, group?
That's a very good point. We've got so many to choose from. Who wants to have some scrutiny? Well, let's look at the four pairs. So this is Jennifer and Steph. And I talked to Steph about this via email. There was no reunion story, and she gave the kid a zero, so we should be missing data. And they really only disagreed on story one of 1213061. Since Stephanie's not here, we'll just skip that. So, Danielle and Eric had a disagreement with story three of
0217.
You
listen to the podcast?
Huh?
I'm impressed.
You wouldn't listen to the podcast, Brianna? Is that
what you're saying? I'm saying it'd be questionable, but I don't have gotten that message. That's impressive.
She heard the podcast. See, now do you know why I podcast?
Yeah.
All right, so story three, there's a discrepancy. And story four of 0315061. Since you guys had the lowest reliability this week.
I remember that story three. The reason I gave it three was, so it was the monster in the bed one, and the kid picked up the doll and put it on the floor and then moved it. Like, it's not like he picked it up and moved it, so I guess I consider that as two sequences. Like, he picked it up out of the bed and put it down, like it hit the ground, and then he moved it. But if that's, we can overlook.
I mean, that's a judgment call. I
went back and forth. I tried to think like Eric, and Eric is very specific about sequences, so I thought you would give it a three. I went back and forth with that one.
Mm-hmm. Tried to think like me. All right.
Obviously, well, you should start trying to think like each other. I would hope that would be happening. So, let's take a look at that.
I can see why.
And what about the other one? Was that?
I don't remember why I gave
it. Departure story. Thank you. I just received videos from the award-winning Brittany. Weren't you here when I?
Yes. Yeah. No, I was just kind of musing.
You're musing. By the way, commencement is May 4th, in case anybody's interested in going. Not only is Brittany graduating, but Valita is graduating. She passed with flying colors. It was very interesting and cool.
Is that the same way that the students from here go? We go to the same commencement?
Yeah, it's all the same.
I'm going for Chris, so I can't.
Oh, yeah, you'll see. Yeah. I mean, the information science doctorates that don't get their diplomas, it's not all one group of doctoral students. I mean, it's each school is called up, and then they receive their diplomas. So, anybody's invited to that.
Is that Fike? That's it right there.
That was it?
That's pretty much all that happened.
Let's review it again. This is a kid who, when he, 2 years ago, when he saw me, he would just freak out into tears and cry uncontrollably.
Like most
I saw that as him taking him out of bed. And then him. I did
not. Alright, so.
Hard to say. I see what. You know, I see why you did that.
I'm trying to think like you. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Like I got support from the crowd.
You get support from the crowd? All right. The child engages in a sequential pretense linking two or more pretense actions. For example, feed doll and wipe mouth.
We got out of bed and I ran out of the room. Well, ran.
When you guys, how many would score it at 2? How many would score it at 3?
I didn't want to give it a 2 if he had done it like faster. If he had just picked him up and moved him, but he like put him down and just kind of sat there and then moved him. So that's why I
is it
I
a tensor cognitive ability?
Right.
You know.
Is there a difference in kind of symbolizing if the child were to go?
You know, I see the dilemma here. I would rate it a 2 myself, but I could see why.
Alright, we'll call it 2. I was going back and forth.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, fine with
that. I think that the pretense actions have to be significantly, qualitatively different from each other. Like, moving a doll and then beating a monster, two
so
different.
Moving and moving is kind of like not. If that makes sense, then.
But getting out of bed and walking seems like one continuous symbolic sequence. It's like a sequence. It's not two separate.
It wasn't obvious what he was stopping for.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
He's
stopping.
This
kid was
deciding the monster and then go.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
All right. Should we look at the other one, the departure story? Huh?
I don't remember getting that one. I guess.
Which one?
The next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
That was the one where he cried, right? The child cried. You probably the one just for touching him. I thought the engagement with the child. And he was actually probably fingers and child's eye. Potentially, that was the first part, but I think that's one I thought about, too. That was.
Do you feel hard? Like, did you find that, like, whenever they picked up the doll, it's hard to tell if they were just picking it up or if they were trying to move it or something?
Yeah, this one was significantly more difficult than any of our practice.
Yes, it was.
Good, that's. You always conduct your.
It was my first one. You were in there, like.
Oh, there I am. That's a shame. This is it?
Okay.
She's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It was C.
Yeah, man.
How fast will Melissa's learning? Did you go to that training?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. So this is it, right?
Yeah.
If we don't know what this means, that doesn't count. Very windy there.
Every day.
We have contact.
That was my one.
I consider that cooking. She walked over.
I thought he just grabbed a doll, and a one is carefully flipped. Correctly selecting like the right doll.
No, that's a one. I don't see it as a two.
Okay.
She would. And if that's cooking, then she's doing a one too. And it's also a one.
No, I just thought the doll moved somewhere to cook, but it put it in off.
That's hard to tell. It's hard to tell if she was walking the grandmother doll over if she just grabbed her. If grandma walked over there, then that's.
Child interacts with a doll, but not consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action. I wouldn't call that meaningful action.
I feel like we don't know, but I had to make a judgment call that whether or not she meant to do anything with that was walking over the book. Show me.
Well, when in doubt, give her the lower.
Okay, if that's a rule, then make sure it's not. When in doubt, go down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, if they grab a doll and go like this, it's different than them walking. If they have like to do the walking motion, it's different to consider walking. Because I could see where he thought maybe she was walking over, and then it would be a two. But just grabbing it.
Okay. When in doubt, use lower. That's all I need to know.
Okay. So everybody understand that?
I was in doubt and I went up.
Yeah. Because you know we want to have some empirical basis for our decisions when we. Coding. If we're not sure about the empirical basis, then we should really score lower.
Great. Okay.
All right. What's that?
That brings us to if it went in doubt, if it score lower, then for you.
Oh, yeah. What's the issue?
Because in the story, the boy, he didn't touch any of the dolls, but he took the cup, the little cup, and he drank from it, and he tried to get you to drink from it. So he did engage in symbolic play, but
okay.
It had nothing to do with the story. It was not relevant to the story.
Right.
And
so that would be 1A. Child earns a 1 if the child physically inserts him or herself into the narrative rather than using the doll.
But
is that
inserted
into
the
narrative? It wasn't part of the narrative.
That's what I thought.
Because there wasn't a
narrative.
There wasn't. It wasn't part of the story.
And that's why I kind of wanted to make the argument for that. Having the object being used as well as the dolls, like
for 1B.
So 1B is like, what is it that they use?
The child interacts with a doll, but in a manner that's not consistent with the story stem.
And they should be doll or object, because I don't see why we're placing
that. Sure.
Yeah.
That should definitely count as a 1. How did you guys score it?
Well, I put it as a 0 because I was just trying to follow the rules. Well, I agree that. There was symbolic play, but I was just trying to follow
what it said. Yeah, sure. So let's add that. So to 1B, we're including the child interacts with a doll or object.
But what I'm wondering is if we're placing object at the same level as doll now, if they have the doll drinking out of a cup, can that be considered a 3 now?
No, that would be a 2.
Don't see why the object is any less than the doll. Like, if there's an interaction going on between two objects, like the kid basically using both hands,
it might get captured in a sequence.
It might, but...
But I think what Danny's saying is also, like, if we're giving... If three is if two dolls engage in an interaction mm-hmm. together, what's the difference then if a doll engages with an object in a meaningful interaction? Mm-hmm. I guess that's...
And that would be almost the same as putting the object as, like, if the kid uses the object in a way, like drinking out of it. Mm-hmm. I just think about putting the doll on fire. Mm-hmm. If it were like that, then I feel like Deborah would have given it a one immediately if we had...
Well, are we in agreement that using an object and drinking should be given some kind of credit?
Yes.
Right?
I think Deborah's point was that it had less value, but that it wasn't part of the narrative of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, so are we, so, and I didn't think it mattered, I just...
Right, it shouldn't matter. So we're coding symbolic play.
Right.
Okay. The capacity for this child to conceptualize symbols, right? Whether it's tied to the story or not, I don't really care. You know, I want to see this kid's ability to symbolize concepts in material objects, whether it's dolls, objects, whatever.
Does drinking yourself out of a little cup, is that
yeah,
because it is, but...
This kid knew that you can't physically drink out of such a cup. So you're pretending.
Well, there's nothing in it, and then try to offer it to you.
Right.
And he offered it to me.
I mean, there is some symbolic play going on. What's that?
It's actually much more rich than almost anything.
Sure, he's offering to me, and he's interacting with me. Of course, I'm not symbolizing anything. But I think the cup does symbolize a larger cup with actual juice inside. He's pretending there's juice inside. That's why he's offering it to me. And then he's pretending to drink. He knows there's no juice inside, and yet he's pretending to drink. That is pretense. So that should be given some credit. Just because it's not within the context of the attachment story completion task, I don't really care. I mean, we have coders, some who are sitting here, who are going to be coding these data for certain constructs this summer or whatever. I have money for that. I got the grant. So I do have money to pay you guys. And Allison is going to be coding some aspects of these stories. We already get that covered. We want to capture something unique in these stories. And the stories are just a vehicle for capturing symbolic play in these kids. So it doesn't have to be, you know, part of the narrative per se.
I guess what I'm wondering, remember last week how we were talking about how we don't want other confounding variables like shyness or anything?
Right.
So what if the attachment pattern is impacting and say they don't interact with other dolls because of that, but that has no bearing on their symbolic play. It's just that maybe their parents are neglectful or maybe they don't interact with the other family members, but they're interacting with objects.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should still count as the highest level. Like, just because they're not interacting with another doll in the story, I think that's really kind of measuring something else if we're prioritizing that over, like, the object.
So how would you want to restructure the coding system?
Well, just to have three include objects, too. Interactions. Like, how we just added objects.
Okay, the child engages two or more dolls or objects in a meaningful interaction.
Yeah, that's what I
would. But that would mean that if that child... drinks out of if a doll drinks out of a cup, that would count as three.
Mm-hmm. That would change everything.
So leaning over, I mean, maybe it has to be that you have to actually pick up the cup instead of leaning over to the cup.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I guess, yes.
It has to be like a real object. A lot of times they just pretend like they touch the table.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the two-hand rule, as they're using both hands interacting.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you saying about the monster?
So the monster would still be not, because it's
but
invisible.
But it's not that, it's invisible.
You know, I'm looking at the original LaMonda and Wertstein coding system, and, you know, the highest level is substitution pretense. Pretense activity involving one or more object substitutions. So pretend block is a piece of orange. That's the highest level. And pretend fork is a microphone. those are objects, those aren't dolls, and yet they're scored the highest level in this particular coding system.
But that's more about having the capacity to symbolize something that doesn't look like something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's not like a mini cup is, you know, you're not using that.
Right. So you use it as a gun to kill the
monster. Would be
right.
Better higher level.
Sequential pretense linking two or more pretense actions, so two puppets talking, is given the second highest rating, or feeding a doll and wiping mouth. That's two sequential pretense actions. One step lower is clear pretense activity directed toward another, kissing, feeding, or hugging a doll, making car sounds. Making car sounds is not involving a doll per se, yet that's scored a 6.
That's interesting. I think in a lot of cases you and Eric make the sounds for them, but did you ever notice them making sounds?
Never.
Okay.
So what do you want to do here? What do we want to do? Add objects? Dolls or objects? This LaMonda and Bornstein coding system doesn't seem to distinguish between dolls and objects as far as the coding is concerned. It doesn't appear to me that dolls get a higher, automatically get a higher score than objects.
I think we did only because this, our story, the frame we created was about human interaction.
Yeah.
What objects are there aside from the cup?
There are cups, there's a juice pitcher, there are plates.
In that story, but in other stories?
Yeah, in other stories, there's a table, there's a bed, there's a rock, there's a piece of green felt that's represented as grass.
But it's about I'm just trying to see, in terms of the bed and the rock that are stationary, and not something.
Well, not in this sample, but in other samples, I've had children actually pick up the rock and the rock walks away, which obviously disorganized attachment. I have some really very stunning video of that. So the rock can move in certain stories. And the kid said, I said, what's going on? The kid said, oh, the rock is walking away. And the rock was just going like this. All right.
If the bed stays stationary, I feel like the child goes back to bed, that's still a 2, right? Because the bed's not interacting with the back.
Right.
I like the two-hand idea, almost like they have to actively be using both of them.
So going like that to drink out of a cup is not you fill it.
Pick up the cup.
Yeah. So we're going to add objects. So for 3A, the child earns a 3 if the child engages two or more dolls or objects in a meaningful interaction. Okay. 1B, the child interacts with the doll or object, but in a manner that is not consistent, blah, blah, blah. And then 2, the child engages one doll or object in a way that is consistent with or addresses the dilemma presented by the story stem.
But the doll would have to do that.
Otherwise, it's a 1 because it did it.
Well, what if the child did it?
No, because number 2B says the child engages with one doll in a way that's consistent with the story. So that would be the child engages with one object in a way that's consistent.
But how does the picture, I understand the minutiae of that, but how does the picture get there?
That's true, the child is inserting himself into the story, which is a 1.
Yeah, that kind of...
Which I think would...
Well...
Because it's not consistent with logic that the pitcher could pick itself up, and you know...
Well, what if the child picks the pitcher?
The doll you pick up?
Yeah, the child.
That's,
I think we would always ask who did it.
And then... Because if it did it...
I did it!
Yeah, then that's a 1.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Even if he doesn't say I did it, I think that's still a 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
When in doubt, go far.
But In each story, you want to assign the highest score.
Yeah.
But if it's the highest score is teetering between a higher and a lower score, go with the lower score. Does that make sense? You got that? All right. You looked.
Okay.
Anybody else want to go through this level of scrutiny? Let's look at the other.
So what happens now that we've done that, do we change our answer?
No. This is it. These are.
I mean, because we agree.
We're not changing the answers. Nope. Can't do. That's what practice is for.
But, I get that. I just thought.
No, that's cheating. Cheating.
What? I mean, we're looking to get a better. How does that
like you've been certified to code this sample, and so whatever you code it as, independently of each other, that's what the score is. You're changing your answer on the benefit of group conscience. You know.
But it's still the correct. I mean, I guess this is not having coded before. It's still we're getting. We now have a more representatively accurate.
But it's like applying reliability.
Then you're not independent of the other coders.
No, what's the point of doing this at all? Not even talking about it. Why do we?
For future reference. Mm-hmm. See, now we can code it more accurately in the future. What we can't go back in the past. We can only go forward. That's how time works.
There's a lot of movies I watch.
Back to the future.
Otherwise. Along with the small child, I see from time to time when her mother brings him, I would argue otherwise.
What?
My time machine kid.
Oh, the kid who's smoking cigarettes and he's a 5-year-old? That's what you said. That was your joke last summer.
He tested
cigarettes.
The kid you're now supervising me on. That was building a time machine and drew time machine.
Oh.
No, that was the kid that I said, this is not a 5-year-old.
And Eric's joke was that, you know, during the interview, he was smoking a cigarette.
And had to shave. He was probably 8 or 9, would be my guess.
All right, so let's look at some of these others. So for Deb and Kasia, this is the one you were talking about? Okay. And everything else is great. And Brianna and Melissa. Story 2.
When I was looking at my notes, story 2, and I think it's a 2. I was between a 1 and a 2, and now that we're talking about some of these other ideas, I feel it's more of a 2.
This one?
Yes.
Okay, and what about the departure story?
That one I don't know.
Do you remember that one, Brianna?
I have notes on it, and I wrote three different actions in sequence.
Now, what happened here with this second kid?
He didn't touch the dolls once.
I didn't. Okay. But all 5 stories were about
sterile. Yes.
Who was the interviewer? All right. So the question is, do we want to...
There was difference in an administration. Of course.
Someone's done it hundreds of times. Someone at that point had probably done it 30.
No one's criticizing you, Eric.
Something like criticism.
I'm just saying that there was differences.
There were differences in administration. That seems pretty neutral to me.
No, that does not seem neutral. If I stopped, it would have been an insult.
So do we want to go over this one or forget about it? It's up to you guys.
I don't really recall what I did with the 2. Or why do we give it a 3? I don't remember that particular story. So it's beneficial. I haven't played.
Yeah. You want to? All right, so for me, if you have 120-3061, or no, I'm sorry, 429061. All right. What's that? After we finish this last, I want to see if people wanted to end early, but Brianna wanted to.
Oh, no! Oh, yeah, that's right.
blame Brianna for having to look over this last story. Good content. Sneezing is often a stress reaction in kids. Boomba. So there's a lot going on there. What do you think, Brianna?
I can understand why. I don't know, I still, you know, it's questionable if they did that for me, so I
And you stay by it.
I'm not seeing it, but I understand.
Yeah,
there were times where I was like.
I
want to
see some fighting.
Yeah, there were times where I questioned and certainly kind of looked at, you know, back over more carefully. But I ultimately chose to hire on that side of coffee, but too, so I don't feel like I fully want to.
What about these three different people doing three different things?
And I think at the beginning, like, she had, Seiko faced the grandma, and then they went off and went cooking. So I didn't know
that's where I questioned.
I couldn't really tell if that meant something. But then they both went off and did their own cooking, and then right after that, without any prompting, not that that ever went to sleep in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, also they were in separate areas, so I figured, like, they were moving around in separate parts of the house and matching different areas.
Yeah.
I tend to give it a 3.
Yeah, no, I can see why.
You still wouldn't give it a 3.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like an like it's kind of it's like an ending point. It's like it's kind of it's reaching.
It's hard to know intent.
Yeah.
Well, there's no intent. She said the boy was cooking sauce over here. The girl or the grandmother was cooking. She was cooking something else here, and the girl was sleeping.
Yeah, and I think in that case, even though they were working separately, they were working together on dinner, so to speak. They both went kind of at the same time to cook, and that my immediate—I do view that as an interaction because my immediate response was, "Oh, they're going and cooking together. That's a three."
And there's also the while they were cooking, so was sleeping. Like, yeah. I feel like that's a complicated.
Sure.
If nothing else, she did. You know, she did a lot that. You know, she showed a high level of. You know, understand that. That's one of those. I feel like even when in doubt, maybe you go in the other direction because she demonstrated significant thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
So the ability to envision multiple.
Yeah, child engages two or more dolls or objects in a meaningful interaction.
Yeah, I guess I didn't view that as interacting, but yes, I think that is a higher of being able to envision them in separate spaces doing different activities.
I mean, you could even, I guess, add that as another level of three, like a 3D.
Yeah.
What
are you calling
it?
I guess like the
child child represents three different activities with three different dolls or something. Yeah.
Because I was either or two. I mean where in that case would we just say two or more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if, like you said, and Seika goes digging while Naka goes to bed, sort of thing, that's more than, you know, Seika goes digging, but what happens next?
Naka
goes to bed.
Yeah,
Naka
just stands there while someone goes to sleep.
It is almost a sequence. There's a sequence there.
That's what I
think.
Yeah. Yeah,
so how about this? The child engages in pretense simultaneously with two or more dolls. Does that capture it?
Yeah.
How about child engages in pretense simultaneously with two or more dolls or objects?
One cup goes
one
way, and the other cup
goes
to dance.
The dance of the cups.
Yeah.
All right, see you at the party. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Okay, all right. Thank you, I appreciate it. All right, thanks. Who said it was? You seem very guilty, guilt-ridden.
No, it's not.